Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Hi, I'm Dawn, a licensed Zumba instructor at J. Ben Harrell Recreation Complex, located on US 19 and Gulf Trace. Every Monday at 6 o'clock, there's a regular Zumba class. And every Friday morning at 10 o'clock, there's a Zumba Gold class. I hope you will come and check it out. You can check out the schedule at dawn9.zumba.com or on Facebook at Southern Diva FL.
Sequence now.
Join the countdown for actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillerson.
Hi, I'm Dawn Reiss, and I'm so excited that you joined us this evening. And this is the concierge segment of my show. I love to find local businesses and help them and promote them and give them the exposure that they deserve. Super excited to introduce this amazing young man and introduce yourself.
How's everybody doing? My name's Captain Mason Miller, and I'm stoked to be here. Dawn's been super helpful for me and my business. And yeah.
So what is so unique about your business? You are a private charter for fishing.
Yep.
And people go out. Tell us a little bit about the experience, how many people, and what kind of boat you have.
Yeah, so we do inshore, nearshore charters right out of Clearwater, Florida. And I run a 24-foot hybrid boat. So we can go shallow. We can fish the backwaters for snook, redfish, trout, stuff like that, if you're looking for those bigger game fish. And then if you want to even go offshore, get some snapper and grouper for dinner, we do that as well.
What was the biggest fish that you've caught so far yourself?
If we're including sharks, some big sharks. There's big sharks out there, and a lot of people aren't aware of that. They think, you know, they're on the beach, and there's sharks 100 feet off those beaches that are, you know, 12, 13 feet long.
Oh, are those the hammerheads?
Yes. So biggest shark I've actually caught was a big hammerhead.
Okay. Because I remember sitting on the beach, like in the intercoastal, like before the big bridge, and we had the Nautica. And my husband's like, there's a hammerhead. And I'm like, and he's like, he's fine. I'm like jumping out of the water. But will they hurt you?
No. So honestly, there's such a big misconception with sharks because, you know, there's Shark Week and Jaws, and everybody thinks that they're out to get them. And honestly, sharks don't mess with you, you know, unless you cover yourself in fish blood and you're asking for it, or you're messing with them, or you're carrying around a dead fish in the water. They're not going to mess with you for the most part. And honestly, they're not after you. It's not like everybody thinks, you know.
Right. So I know that a lot of people have raved about the experience with you. So you go out, what time do you start going out fishing?
So I start different trips at different times, but primarily if you're doing a morning trip, which that's what I recommend everybody does,
okay,
we start at 8 a.m. And yeah, morning is just the best, generally speaking. The water's cooler, the fish are hungry, they're just waking up. So, yeah, I mean, I generally say 8 a.m., but if you want to run an afternoon trip, if you're not feeling up to waking up first thing in the morning, 1 p.m.
Okay. So, if somebody wants to go out, what is the latest that you go out?
Latest I go out is 3. So I run a 4-hour from 3 to 7.
Okay.
That's like a sunset cruise. And that's honestly a really good time slot as well. I mean, that evening bite is definitely, it's prime time.
Okay. And what's the best time to catch a fish?
First thing in the morning. I'd say first thing in the morning.
Okay.
It, you know, as they're waking up. But then again, like as that sun's setting, they're getting ready to settle down for the night. You know, unless there's as long as there's not a full moon, because during a full moon, the fish are eating all night.
Oh, interesting.
So it's not always the same. You know, there's a lot of, you know, people always say, oh, it's the morning. You know, why is the bite not good? And it's not just the morning. Not every single morning and afternoon are built the same, because you're dealing with, you know, the solar lunar system. You know, where's the moon phase? Is there a lot of light at night? Are the fish eating at night?
So do you also go night fishing if somebody wants to go night fishing?
Yeah, so I do run night charters.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I don't standardly offer that, but if, you know, I get somebody who wants to do that specifically and that's what they want,
okay,
you know, I'll make it happen.
And how many people again?
Five. I take up to five guests.
Yeah. Five people. It's not like, I know my, I was talking about fish feeding, and it's not like my goldfish, they're always hungry. And these things have gotten so huge, I got to put them in a pond.
Oh my God.
But yeah, they're always hungry, so I don't know about fish. So as a woman fisher person, you know, I'll be honest with you, I don't like to put bait on. You know, my husband's like, okay, Don, I'll do it again. So do you help them? What kind of bait do you use?
Yeah, okay, so listen, Don. None of my clients even touch bait unless they want to, because I give the full service. I'm doing everything. I'm, you know, rigging up your tackle, tying all the knots. If you know you have a fish on and you don't feel like touching the slimy fish, I'll take it off.
Wow.
You know, whatever bait we're using, we use it, you know, a plethora of baits, from live shrimp to squid to live pilchards, greenbacks.
So, what is your, like, the fish that you like to eat that you say, wow, this is the best tasting fish I've ever had?
Ooh, that's a hard one.
Okay, I mean, I will say, my husband did catch a redfish. Is that what it's called?
Redfish, yep.
Oh my gosh, that was the best I've ever had.
Yeah, so what would you say your favorite is? That the redfish?
I would say the redfish, but I know there's certain times that you can only catch fish, because is it a grouper during a season or a certain fish?
Yeah. So each fish has its own season.
Okay.
And most of the really good eating fish, at least in these parts, they're, you know, regulated, so they have seasons and it's always changing.
Okay.
And there's, you know, size limits and slots, so some fish there's no size limit at all, you can keep 500 of them, and then some it's like you can't even keep them, or you can keep one and it's got to be between 15 and 19 inches.
Wow, so you really know your fishing. That's amazing. So do they need a fishing license as well, like if they're coming out from the UK?
Yeah,
you have your, do they go under you then?
Yep, so I have everything they need, fishing licenses, I'm fully insured. You know, I'm a U.S.
And
Coast Guard captain. Yep, I have the poles. I provide ice, water.
Oh, wow.
All of that. But back to your question about the best eating fish.
Yes, we're going back to that.
Yeah, let's jump back really quick. I kind of ducked that question. Honestly, that's a hard one. I couldn't put my finger on just one fish, but I really like triple tail.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you've ever heard of triple tail.
No.
They're a really interesting fish. They float on the buoys, and you'll see them on the surface, and they pretend like they're algae or seaweed. So they look like a piece of seaweed, and all the time I'll be driving out to our spots on the reef or whatever.
Right.
And I'll stop the boat all of a sudden and I'll say, oh, triple tail, and then these people will be like, what are you talking about? I'm like, look at that thing floating next to the buoy, that's a fish.
Oh wow.
They're phenomenal eating though, very light meat. So those hogfish are phenomenal. Love a good hogfish or hog snapper, some
is
people
that from
call
the
them.
Ocean or the intercoastal?
That's from the ocean, that's offshore at our reefs. Flounder, really good.
Oh yeah, the flounder's always good.
Come on.
So, and what do you use for bait?
So we use, you know, it totally depends.
Or is that a secret?
No, it's not a secret. Not a secret at all.
Okay.
It depends. So if we're fishing inshore, we'll fish primarily pinfish, and we'll do them different ways.
Okay.
You know, I prepare them different ways for the fish. Sometimes the fish want whole pinfish live, squirming around. Sometimes they like them cut bait so that they're all gooey and stinky.
Okay.
So I use those. I use greenbacks, threadfin. And those are fish I actually have to get in the morning myself. I go out and throw a cast net. So I wake up, you know, 5 a.m. and I'm out on the water by 5:30, 6, and you know, a couple hours throwing the cast net to get, you know, get you guys your bait or the clients.
Wow. Let's give everybody your information where they can contact you, your website or your Facebook, your phone number.
Yeah, definitely. So my website is finseekersllc.com.
Okay.
And then I have Facebook, which is Finseekers Official.
Okay.
And then I have an Instagram as well, which is Fin_Seekers.
How did you come up with the name?
Honestly, I had no idea what to call it, and I was asking all my friends, what should I call it, what should I call it? And I got a lot of goofy names, and I was like, okay, I don't want one that's like really tacky. And Finseekers, it didn't rub me the wrong way, and I was like, you know, it is what it is. You're chasing after fish, and it is fishing at the end of the day.
I love it. I think the name is brilliant on that.
Thank
as well.
You.
What I'm very impressed with you, you also clean the fish.
Yep, I do. That's right. So at the end of the trip, if you guys choose to keep your fish.
Right.
We'll bring it back and I'll fillet it all up and put it in nice Ziploc bags and you can take it home. Or there's even restaurants on the beach or in the local area that will cook your fish.
I do know, like at the Marriott San Key, they can do that with the chef. Yep. You just have to talk to them. Do you know the other restaurants in the area that does that as well?
Yeah. So there's Bait House, which I love. I actually just had that for dinner right before I came here.
Can I tell you a secret? My husband's grandfather built the opening part of the Bait House back in
really?
The days. Yeah, and his mother's our father owned the Sea Cap. Well, it's down now. They're building a new hotel over there. Yeah, but
that's amazing.
A little family history there. He's from Clearwater Beach originally. Hi, Bert. So now, how long? Because I know people come to me and they say, "How long will my fish last if I want to?"
Keep it in your fridge. So honestly, I mean, I think your fish is probably fine within the first 3 days.
Okay.
You might be up to 4 days if you're keeping it. It's been cold the whole time and it's kept properly, which would be just in the fridge.
Okay.
You can freeze your fish. I don't recommend freezing fish.
Okay.
Honestly, at least for the kind of fish that I'm filleting for you.
Okay.
The sooner you eat it, the better, really.
That's super cool. I know it goes so fast. It's 8:17. We're only here till 8:30. Anybody has a question and you want to call in and talk to Mason with Fin Seekers, you're more than welcome. 727-441-3000. I mentioned you was looking at me going, don't give your cell phone number. 727-441-3000. And also too is when did you start this business? How long ago? And what made you want to do this?
Yeah, so honestly, I've been fishing since I was 5. So I've been in it, and I remember, going to sleep at night being like, "Dad, like, can you take me fishing? Can you take me fishing?" And eventually he started taking me fishing, and it started growing.
Were you fishing in Florida?
Yep, right here in Clearwater, Florida. So exactly where I'm taking you guys to fish, where I take my clients to fish, I've been fishing since I was 5.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So, started at 5, and then by the time I was, in the 6th grade, I was like, okay, that's an idea. That's an avenue I could take, being a charter captain.
Right.
And then come to me being 16, my brother-in-law actually bought a boat, and me and him both sort of reinvested all our time into fishing together.
Huh.
And he decided he wanted to be a charter captain. So
okay.
I started working on his boat as a deckhand.
Okay.
And then eventually, obviously, worked up, got my own boat. And
did you have to go to sea school or get that?
Yeah, so you got to be go to U.S. Coast Guard certified sea school.
Right.
I want to say it was a couple weeks of schooling, sort of crash test. But you have to have 360 days on the water.
Right.
And that's the big one.
But is that the able body one, or is that there's other classes you can take?
I did the OUPV six pack.
Okay, what is that?
So that is, there's different captain's licenses, and the OUPV six-pack allows me to take up to 6 paid clients.
Right, okay.
So, and then you have the upper echelons, which are, you got your 25-ton, 50-ton, and then you start getting into that's size of boat, how big of a boat you can take.
Gotcha. I know my son is so excited. He's going to be taking the able body. July 24th. Even if you work for a jet ski company or anything, you have to have that license.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely smart. I mean, with boaters, there's so many people who don't know what they're doing, just getting some information and just taking the time to actually learn it and is crucial.
It's very important. I'm so excited that you're here. So when did you start, and where do you go? Where do you start? What area do you go take them out? Do you pick people up, or do they meet you?
Yeah, so I have a pickup location. It's right out of Seminole Boat Ramps.
Oh, that's a nice place. Right down the road.
Yeah. Yep.
From the station.
Yeah. A block and a half from the station.
Right.
Like a couple blocks from here. So I pick up people there, 8 a.m.
Okay.
So
he's giving us a 10-minute countdown.
Oh, got it. I'm like, what does that mean?
That's high.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, real quick, I have a little joke, and this is for the comics that they're listening as well.
Yeah.
When my brother passed away back in November, of course, the police are escorting us over.
Yeah.
And the police officer is going like this, and I'm going like this, and he's going like this for 5 minutes, right? And everybody's laughing in the car. I'm like, oh, what a friendly police officer. just turn your blinkers on. It wasn't waving high. It was turn your blinkers on.
Oh, gosh.
But anyways, so with 10 minutes left, if there is a caller or any of the comedians that are in the lobby over there that you have a question, pop in here and ask him a question about fishing. Do you guys fish? James, I see him over there. You have a question about fishing? No? Do you fish?
No, they look clueless.
They're the next show called... It's the big Star Wars thing today. That's their show.
Yeah, may the fourth be with you. But I got a fishing question. Yes. Now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, go for it.
Is there one particular group of fish that cooks like better or faster than another one that's freshly caught?
Good question.
Okay, so honestly, not really, but it depends on the size of the fillet. So if you have a thinner fish that the fillet is not as thick, that'll cook a lot slower or faster rather than a thick piece.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I was thinking, and I know Lola, our station owner, is thinking, hey, I don't know if we have a fishing... Do we have a fishing show here, Matt?
Say it again?
Do we have a fishing show?
Actually... We used to. I don't know if we do. I don't know if we still do or not.
Oh, okay. Well, I think we have somebody instead of a caller. We have a walk-in that has a question. Come on over here. And Matt has an amazing fishing charter, private. And I push it so much because I so believe in what he does. And what's your question to Mason?
Quick question. I'm a charter captain myself, but I focus on sailing. But I'm wondering, with the current fishing regulations, does somebody on your boat need to have a license? How do you handle that?
Yeah. So there's actually a specific license that I carry that covers all my paid clients, and I have to get it every year, actually, versus like your captain's license, which lasts 6 years or something like that. So it's covered under me.
Oh, good.
And what kind of license do you have?
I have a master's license. Now, you've probably got the one where you can take six people out.
Yeah, I have the OUPV.
Six-pack?
Yeah, six-pack.
Okay, that's what my husband and my brother does. But I have to give it, because he's like probably texting me, make sure you promote our charter business as well. Yes, honey?
Yeah, best sailing charter in Clearwater.
Actually, I have to tell everybody, yes, it's a 37-foot endeavor, up to six people, and we take you out in the Gulf of Mexico. You cannot jump off the boat because of insurance, and we have a trolling rod, but you know, no, they just go and have a bottle of wine or champagne, and they just listen to whatever music you want. It's $400 for 3 hours. Then we have a pontoon boat that is so much fun, snorkeling. Yeah. They do have their fishing, but it is intercoastal island hopping only, up to six people, and there's restrooms on both boats. And so 727-871-7788, or if you're driving, just remember Sunkiss. KISSCharters.com. And so that's another question. What about people that need a restroom? Where's your stops?
Yeah. So if we're fishing inshore, I can stop. But if we're offshore, it's in the ocean. And, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, it's actually a funny thing. You know, a lot of people are like, where do we... And I'm just like, yeah, man, like...
Right. Can they bring liquor or not? Can they bring their own beer?
So you can bring your own beer, anything you guys... want to drink, obviously, just no illegal drugs or anything like that. I don't allow that on the boat at all.
Exactly, because our Coast Guards out there are pretty darn smart.
Yeah.
And Dawn, to answer your question, there is a fishing show on our network. It's called Florida Outdoors. It's every Saturday at 7 a.m.
Okay. Well, we could always have another one because we have other entertainment shows and things.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. So are you looking for extra work as a captain?
I stay pretty busy with what I do. You have to kind of specialize in knowing what you're doing to fish and have your particular spots and so forth. Yeah. I'm very specialized in what I do. I'm just a little curious about what happens on the other end. And what we have in common as well, do you find your... passengers sometimes feeling a little seasick. Do you have any remedies that you?
So with the seasickness thing, honestly, I try to avoid. I always try to get the scoop on what my clients' needs and wants are first. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's number one. Is, you know, are you guys hardcore? Are you guys trying to go out there no matter what it is? And you know, if it's 2 foot waves and we're rocking and rolling, are you guys trying to get dinner, or are you guys trying to just enjoy yourself and catch some fish and have a nice time? Because I can avoid the weather by staying in the back country where we're out of the wind, we're sheltered, and it's glass. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's blowing 30 knots, the boat's not going to be rocking, I won't get you sick. So that's
sort of how I avoid it. Do you bring your own Dramamine or anything, or do they bring it?
I don't. All the clients.
They do, yeah. Just if in case they have that.
Yeah, and generally, honestly, what I've experienced with the clients is they know if they get seasick very easily, they usually take the Dramamine.
Okay.
So...
That's a good question.
I've been taken by surprise by clients who didn't know how seasick they could get.
Really?
Or they were like, I never get seasick. And then we go out in conditions where it hits them.
Well, I always know people that are always looking for extra captains that know how to sail. What boats are you used to sailing on?
Anything, really, a keelboat from 25 foot up to 50.
I need your card.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, I need
you have a great radio voice. Did anyone ever tell you that as well?
Yeah, oh my gosh, it's true.
I know. The guys on the other show, they never let me talk.
You gotta say, okay, welcome to Tan Talk Radio, 3 FM, 3 AM.
Welcome to Tan Talk Radio.
Or you could do jazz music, like night jazz show.
Coming up next, a little bit of...
Night
a little bit
jazz.
Of my favorite.
I love
so
it.
Good.
I love it.
Barry Manilow followed by Barry White.
That's a lot of berries in one setting.
So again, let's give your website, your social media, your phone number.
Yeah, absolutely. So my phone number is 727-466-7212, and I accept calls or texts.
Right.
So if I don't reach you, you know, leave a voicemail or shoot me a text. And then my website is finseekersllc.com, and then my Instagram is fin_seekers. And yeah, well, let's make it happen, guys.
There we go. Also, too, is I know a lot of people want to know about what ages you take them out.
Yeah, so I take up from 1 year old.
Oh, really?
All the way up.
Okay.
As long, yeah. So I have life vests on the boat for pretty much all ages. But
okay.
If you do have, you know, a baby in between 1 and 3, I do ask that you bring your own life vest for that baby.
Right. What about? I know people are going to ask this one. Are pet friendly? Can they bring their dog?
Yeah. So honestly, it depends. I mean, if your dog's small, you know, I don't know, because then you get into that's a new question.
Yeah.
Because you know, what if the dog has to pee or poop? Then it's peeing and pooping all over
on
the boat.
On your boat.
Well, that's what you have the poop deck for.
Yeah.
It's hard enough with those seagulls.
Yeah, exactly. With the seagulls and the pelicans.
Exactly.
So,
it's been such a pleasure to have you on the air. And think about maybe doing a show. You know,
yeah,
I would
definitely.
Start getting people's testimonies. Do you get them on video at the end?
I don't get video testimonies, but I have a bunch of reviews.
Oh, okay.
So I have over 100 5-star reviews.
Wow.
And, yeah.
That's amazing. And where do they do that? Is that Google or?
Yeah, so it's all on Google, Facebook, Fishing
okay.
Booker.
Very cool, because I've had a lot of people tell me how much fun they've had. The guests that I've sent over, they just came back, oh my God, I caught a fish and I can have it over here. And so exciting when you do that. The last fish I caught was a lady. I don't get big fish. I've never caught a big fish.
We got to change that, Dawn.
I have lady fish.
Come on, buddy. When are you coming out with me? Let's
Sid,
put
we'll
you on
you
some
on
big
ours.
Fish.
We'll get you on ours for family and friends.
Yeah, definitely.
That would be super fun.
Yeah.
We'll have to do some video.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that would be great. That guy out there over there, wave before we go. He has a production studio, and he can come out and do a really good video.
Oh,
as
heck
well.
Yeah. We need to make it happen.
Exactly. Well, everybody, I want to thank you for joining. I'm very excited because tomorrow's Friday, Saturday, I'll be at the International Christian Film Festival on the red carpet. I'm up for 2 awards for Best Talk Show Host and Best Talk Show. Been on air for over 40 years. Who knows? It's in God's hand, but I get to walk the red carpet. Maybe I'll do some interviews. But remember, sunkisscharters.com, and give yours one more time.
FinSeekersLLC.com.
It's been a pleasure, and we have more miracle stories, more concierge shows, more Hollywood connections coming up in the next couple weeks. God bless you. Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life, and watch things happen. Up next, Stand Up for News. You do not want to miss this show. It's going to be super cool, and the guys are ready to walk in. And stay tuned. Do not turn that channel. Goodbye.